Let's get talking with some early morning conversation.
What's happening, people? And once again, welcome back to Breakfast with Kovu here on the Big Bad Trickstar Radio. We're back again for another edition of the Interview Hour, our daily interview section where we speak to different artists from around the world about the projects they're working on, of course, the sounds they've come from, and of course, what is on the way today. We're diving into a very exciting conversation. We've been supporting this guy for a hot minute now. I'm very excited to talk about the tune itself and, of course, a bit of catalogue as well. Man Like Ida Harms is in the building. How are you doing, sir?
Good, and you?
I'm great, sir. I'm great. It's good to get you on the line. I'm really excited to dive into this. Obviously, we've been playing Lavina for a few weeks now. We've been absolutely loving it here in the studio, and we are going to talk about that in a few minutes' time. But I want to do a bit of catalogue diving and catch up with kind of how things are. First of all, how are things your end? Because it looks like you've had quite a lively start to 2022.
Yeah, I've been working tirelessly, you know, on my sound, and you know. I would say that my music, it's the reflection of me. Like, you know, it depends on what I'm feeling at the moment that brings out, you know, what I want to sing about, you understand? So I talk about challenges, experiences, you know, real life stories, you know, the ones I've been through, the ones my friends have also been through. So music for me is like trying to interpret, it's an interpretation of, you know, feelings of reality, the challenges, you know, yeah.
Awesome. I mean, this is the thing. When we've dived into a few of your tracks on the show, it's always been a very kind of enjoyable listening experience. You can hear a lot of different influence and things going into that. And obviously, you've been very active over the years. We've seen, obviously, a couple of EPs from yourself, the Amaya Nobo EP in 2019, I think it was. We've had a couple of other bits, obviously the Man on Fire album as well. It's been really, really exciting kind of watching and actually going back for myself and looking through the catalogue and seeing the progression. First of all, how do you keep yourself so energized to keep putting new music out there, because it seems like it's just constantly new things happening?
Of course, when you have a passion and you have the glimpse of fire burning inside of you, of course you wouldn't allow anyone to tell you what to do. You just have to just, you know, keep doing what you're doing, because you know that this is what you actually live for, this is what, you know, you are destined to do. So It's been there, the talent has been there, the passion itself, the consistency, you know. Thank God for my record label and Grafton's Records, who've been coming through, you know, pushing, you know, tirelessly, you know, behind my back, and, you know, yeah, and thank God we're here. Yeah, Amenable EP, it's, Amenable means the king, where I'm from. It's about you know, being, at good at what you're doing, your best at what you're doing, like what you're doing right now, you're good at it, so you're king. So I try to infuse my heritage with the pop culture, you know, so that people get to know where I'm coming from. Yeah, that is all about the Amenable EP.
Oh, it's awesome, man. Awesome. I mean, kind of looking through your catalogue, again, I love looking through people's catalogues, and you get to kind of learn about the journey they've gone on musically. It's such an interesting thing to be able to do. I feel you have to do that to really kind of get to grips with an artist's sound. The question I need to ask then is, how would you say your sound, from your perspective, has kind of changed over the years? Because you can definitely notice that transition, but how would you kind of describe that?
Yeah, you know, music changes, but, you know, the originality of your craft, you know, is still, you know, when people get, I'm the kind of artist that I don't understand, like, anybody. Like, despite the beats or, you know, the production, you still have the feel of Ida Harms. Okay, this is actually Ida Harms. It's not even me calling, you know, saying my name on the song, you know, that this is Ida Harms. So I think what have helped me and shaped me is during the COVID, I think I took time to actually work on, you know, because it's a lockdown and everybody were at home trying to, you know, master their craft, trying to do different things, you know, so that has actually helped me till date, like, you know. So at things I see, places I travel to, places I've been, food I've tried, new food I've tried, new, you know, new things I've done actually has, you know, energized and, okay, let me just do this. Let me just, okay, I might see a beautiful girl, you know, different kind of girl, and she gives me a different kind of vibe. Of course, I have to do a different kind of, you know, song. So it's just like an ascension, like transiting to, you know, a better, you know, place, a better, you know, song. And, you know, we've been moving. I wouldn't say my other song, like, of course, everybody has a journey. You have a beginning, but as you journey, you know, there's some things that you want to, you know, try new things, want to try, and that actually helps me, you know, keeping my music consistently.
It's really, really cool to kind of see the progression, man. Like, kind of, and hearing the stories behind it and how you are kind of taking it in a different direction. And you can definitely hear that thing of wanting to sound unique, wanting to sound individual. You can hear that in the way that you kind of put your tunes together. And obviously, one of the big tunes you've kind of put out there this year, one of the main reasons we're talking actually is, of course, Lavina, which is doing incredible stuff. We're seeing some fantastic viewership on it. We're seeing a lot of support for it. I want to find out about the story behind the tune, obviously, kind of from your perspective. Like, what was the inspiration behind, obviously, the lyricism, obviously, the kind of instrumental structure? Like, talk to me about the entire story. I'm keen to know everything.
Okay. Is it about my songs or just the song Lavina? What you want to talk about?
Just Lavina. I'm very keen to hear about Lavina individually.
Okay. Lavina is a love song for, you know, for beautiful people, couples, your girlfriend, you know, trying to make her feel good, make her feel loved, and make her feel that she's beautiful than Mona Lisa. Like, you know, in this time, sorry, you know, right now, there's what we call money. When there's no money, there's no love. And someone should love you without those, you know, materialistic things. And she gave her all. Of course, you have to love her. All what she needs from you is love. You know, back in days of our fathers where, you know, they don't have nothing and they meet a girl and they are connected. They just, you know, get married and start having kids. You know, it's not like now where you meet a girl, she wants to buy her a Benz, want to buy a house, you know, take her to, you know, Seychelles, you know what I mean? Or take her to Dubai, or, you know, she wants to see those things that will make her fall in love with you, the materialistic things, the material things. So I'm just trying to appreciate love, appreciate my girlfriend, appreciate people that are in a relationship, that have been in a relationship with that, you know, having something to gain at the back of the mind, not ulterior motives. They're just there for the root, for real. Like, they're there for you within thick and thin. They are, come rain, come sun, they're just there for you. They love you, you know, unconditionally. So that's the story behind love, you know.
Amazing, man. It's such a good kind of topic to kind of dive into as well. And it's a beautiful topic to dive into as well, obviously, kind of a relationship essentially is not based around materialism. It's such a kind of beautiful, pure thing. Like, it's a really cool thing to see. Obviously, with this as well, I always ask this in regards to sort of bangers that we end up talking about here on the show. I always ask about how the tune was actually kind of recorded. Like, was this a very quick studio session, or was it one that took a long period of time? Because it's usually one or the other.
Right now I'm in the studio. Like, I have a home studio. I produce music. I produce, I sing, I write, and I perform. You understand? So most of my songs I produce them myself. Like, where I am, I'm in the studio. You can see, if you look, you see the microphone.
Yeah.
You understand? Yeah, if I switch on the camera, you see my speakers and all that. So I'm the kind of person that I love how my sound, you know, ought to be sound, like, you know, ought to sound. Yeah. So although I work with other producers, but at the same time they listen to my idea, where I want the song to go to, be it what's it called, melody. First of all, I have something to say, but I need the right melody to sing on. You can't be singing an exciting song and you have a moody chord. So when you're singing an exciting song, it has to be an exciting progression.
Okay.
So each time I go all the way to play the chords to the song and send to a producer, this is a chord I want you to use on this song. They just make it. Sometimes I go to their studio, we sit down, we make it, and I just record. So the idea is in the head. Then when the melody comes, I just give it back. So that's how I work. Yeah, sometimes I mind with the, you know, with the melodies of how I want them to sound, mind with them without even saying the words correctly. So I go back and listen and put in the words. So that's how I've been working.
Okay, cool. I mean, it's a really interesting thing to kind of obviously find out all the obviously being involved in the production as well, and obviously the mixing side of things. It's a very kind of you product. It's like you the entire way through, which is a really cool thing to hear. And it makes it more personal as well, I suppose, when you're actually putting stuff together, because it's all you.
Yeah.
Awesome. Like, I think kind of another question I do need to ask then, because I've been looking through the support for this tune, I've been looking through the play counts, I've been looking through how well it's doing. How has the response been? Because it looks like it's been incredible.
Tell you that right now, I'm working my debut album. It'll be out hopefully by next month, by God's grace. And you know, it's a different Ida Hams. But it's still Ida Hams, but it's a different version of Ida Hams. Like, you know, when I was small, I was in the boys' brigade. From the boys' brigade, I joined the choir, the church choir. From the church choir, I Anglican choir. I went to a Pentecostal church where I was in Anglican choir. I did classical music. I went to the Pentecostal church. I did the Western music, and I was still playing. Trying to do what's it called? One live band, like, you know, playing different kind of songs, and I want people to understand where I'm actually coming from. Like, you know, this album, I'm free to say that the title of the album is Truth, Love, and Confession. So it's TLC. There's a whole lot of truth in it. There's a whole lot of truth, like my truth, where I'm coming from. I talked about, you know, where, you know, my friends, I lost a couple of my friends in the militancy struggle. I would have been in that struggle, if not for music. Like, music was an escape route for me not to be on that struggle. Maybe, who knows, I would have been alive today to even sing. Or, yeah, the studio was, you know, was taking me away from those kind of path. So my friends, you know, went to those path and they never came back alive. But music was something that kept me. Like, each time they want to go on that part, I'm going to the studio. So it's like, music saved my life, you understand? So people are going to know that in this album. People are going to understand. Even when I had SAS experiences, you know, when I was trying to, you know, be in this music business scene, I lost my both parents because when people that started this whole journey, in fact, they contributed to my studio section, they paid it for me. And I said it in the song, like, it's crazy. Like, I can't wait for the album to be out because you're gonna hear, listen, like, you're gonna, each time I listen to each of the songs, there's so different kind of feelings, like goosebumps all over my body. Imagine me that sang it, imagine other people that they just hearing it for the first time, how they're gonna feel about the project. So it's just reality, it's just motivation, it's just, you know, love. It's all about so many things about Ida Hams that a lot of people don't know about that is in this album. Instead, you have the choir where you have the children singing. I have a song where the children are singing, and I'm singing alongside with them. I have the choir, classical choir singing. You know, it's too much. I did too much work on this. Like, it's above 10 tracks and 2 bonuses. So it's going to be crazy. I can't wait for people to even get hold of the album.
Amazing, man. I mean, it sounds like so much work's actually gone into it. So many different levels, the personal level, actual production kind of work rate level. Is there any kind of time scale on this, or are we still kind of waiting for everything to be finalized? Like, is there a date that we can look forward to see it landing?
Yeah. We are waiting for, you know, some, we're trying to mix. We are almost done with the mix and mastering. So once we're done, we're uploading. They'll just, you know, give a date. Like, yeah.
Amazing, man. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing it. I've got to say thank you for jumping on the show today. I was going to ask what's on the way for the rest of the year, but I definitely think the album's the thing that we're all going to be looking forward to, which is amazing. So I've got to say that it's been great to chat to you. Thanks for kind of coming on, explaining everything about your kind of methods and things like that. I know the listenership are going to be really excited to listen through this. Again, what's the best place for people to kind of find you on social media and things like that if they aren't already following you up?
Okay, my family can come, you know, vibe with me on Instagram, Official Ida Hams, on Twitter, Official Ida Hams, on my Facebook page, Official Ida Hams, Snapchat, Official Ida Hams, TikTok, Official Ida Hams, is Official Ida Hams everywhere. So just come, tell me whatever you want to talk to me about, just vibe, and that's it.
Amazing.
I reply to messages, so don't be scared, just talk to me, like, just, you know, whatever I have to share, just share.
Amazing, man. Well, I've got to say, it's been great to have you on. Thanks for taking the time out of your day to join us, man. Thank you.
Thank you, bro. When the album is out, of course, you're in the UK, yeah?
Yes, UK.
I'm coming to the UK. So, of course, when I come to the UK, I'll reach out to you, bro.
Amazing, man.
I'm looking forward to seeing it.
You can guarantee we're going to be supporting it on the show as well. Fantastic stuff. There we go then, people. We're going to move into a couple of tracks from In Arms next. We're going to get into the sounds of Lavina, which I'm very excited to do. And then following on from that, we are going to jump into the Dub Shack. So keep it locked and don't go anywhere, people. This is Breakfast with Kovu here on Trickstar Radio.
Leading the South's music culture, Trickstar Radio.